are called Below the Sahara. Some of the unused footage they'd shot in Africa during the making of the film, they put together into a half-hour programme showing elephants, lions, giraffes, and all the rest of the famous and spectacular big game of the East African plain. The programme was a huge success. Although the animals didn't have the titillating unpredictability of those produced by Mr. Cansdale, they were majestic and marvellous in their proper setting. Viewers responded with such enthusiasm to this new kind of animal programme that the television authorities immediately asked for more. Why not a whole series that could run week after week? The Dennises, who had been filming in Africa for years and had a vast library of animal footage, saw the possibilities and needed little persuasion. So the first On Safari series began. For me, a 26-year-old novice television producer with 2 years broadcasting experience and an unused zoology degree, anxious to make animal programmes myself, it seemed that each of these two formats had its own particular quality and limitation. I had already produced, besides ballets, party political broadcasts, short stories and archaeological quizzes, a series of three programmes narrated by one of the great scientific figures of the time, Sir Julian Huxley, in which he demonstrated the meaning and function of animal patterns and shapes. To illustrate his words, I had borrowed some of the animals from Mr. Cansdale's London Zoo, and in doing so I had met the zoo's curator of reptiles, Jack Lester. Although from his earliest years he had had a passion for animals, Jack had no formal zoological training, and his first job was in a bank. However, he swiftly moved to the bank's overseas branch and so managed to get to West Africa. There he had indulged his enthusiasm for collecting and keeping reptiles, and he soon became widely acknowledged as an expert. After the Huxley series was over, we met to discuss what to do next. I thought I had an idea which might get him back to his beloved West Africa, and I with him. My plan was simple. The BBC and the London Zoo should mount a joint animal collecting expedition. I would direct film sequences showing Jack searching for and finally capturing a creature of particular interest. The sequence would end with a close-up of the animal in his hands. The picture would then dissolve into a similar shot of the same creature, but live in the studio, in the Cansdale manner. Jack would then demonstrate its particular characteristics and, if necessary, get bitten and soaked. Then viewers would be returned by way of film to Africa and another search and capture. The scheme seemed an excellent one. The only problem was that the zoo at the time